Vayter and Shasmir Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin, picking up on Tezanim Abiz by the bottom of the page, very last line. So we're in the middle of a brisa, discussing a brisa that we saw that Tanakama and Rabbi Meir both maskim that an eved that runs away is not going to get hanukkah, is not going to get the gifts that go that he receives when he leaves. In fact, the Gemara, the Boreach Hashlamabai, we know that a guy who runs away, he has to finish it off. Rashi says, Lahashlam Sheish, Lahach Hashlama, Hareu Kiyotse Bishanam Biyanikeu. Why is it that we don't say that the guy, once he comes back and he finishes it off, he runs away after 2 years, he comes back, and I used to finish off the other 4 years, so now he should go ahead and finish off and get the gifts. Why does he get that? Frank, exactly, Gemara, the Tanya only to the Baisa, Minayim, Leboreach Shechayv Lahashlam. How do we know if he runs away, he has to finish it off? Talmud Lomer, Sheish Shanam Yavod. He has to work for 6 years. It means you got to do what you got to do. Beep, turn the page, Yud Zayin. I would have thought that even if he's sick, he has to go make up the time that he lost while he was sick. Says Rashi, "Besuch sheish yechayv lashlim yimei cholio." Tamalomer uva shavi yetsa. In the seventh year, he goes free. Rashi says, "Afilu avin sheish shlim." Even if he didn't work the six complete years, sheish shanim shlemos, which is the Masor Shas here. So, still at the end of the day, why doesn't this guy get a knuckle when he comes back? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheish is Hacham Ayiskin. What are we talking about when we said he doesn't get it? Kegon Shabaruch Pagabo Yovel, where he runs away and then Yovel comes, and because Yovel goes free, Maldat him, you would have said Hol Va'apikle Yovel, since Yovel sent him out, he's done. Shilucho Meimach Karinam Bay. So then it's considered like being sent away from you, from the master, velo niknese venanikle, and therefore there's no kenas. And he should go ahead and he should get these gifts. Kamash Malan is coming to tell you that nope, you run away and Yovel knocks you out, then you out and you do not get your gifts. Amar Mar. Yachal afilu chala. I would have thought that we're going back to this price. We just said that if someone gets sick, they just go to make up the stuff that he lost because during the sickness. Tamad Lomer, Shavi'i Yetze, and the Shavi'i Yetze, and the seventh year go free. In fact, the Gemara, afilu chala kol sheish. Do we mean that even if he's sick for all 6 years, then the guy's like off the hook, he doesn't have to make it up? Vahadan, you're willing to nebraisa. Chala shalosh va'avat shalosh. If he was sick for three and he worked for three, and he has to make up those three he didn't do. He has to go and finish it up. The Bryce over there was talking about when he said that he's sick, that seemingly he doesn't make it up even if it's all six. We're talking about where he did something during those 6 years. The work that he did was like non-strenuous, non-physical, like he did sewing. It says Rashi, Becholio, while he was sick, Shumaisakal Katani Lael Kol Sheish. Because he did malacha for him. By Samacha, this tofer is sewing. That's the Gemara, but Hoguf Akasha. This itself is Akasha. Amr Chalos Shalosh, V'Avad Shalosh, in Chayav Lashem. If he was sick for three and he worked for three, he has enough to make it up. Ha Arba Chayav Lashem. That would imply that if it was 4 years, if he was sick for four and he worked for two, he would have to make it up. And Mesefa, look at Sefa, it says Chalok Kol Sheish, if he was sick for all six, Chayv Lashem is to make it up. Ha arba in Chayv Lashem. That means if he's only for four, he doesn't have to be Mashlem. So what is it? This is what it means to say. If, let's say, he was sick for 3 years, he doesn't have to make it up. But if it's longer than that, Chala arba, maybe if he's for four, then Nasa Kamisha Chala Koshesh. It says if he did, he was sick for all six of them. So you could go with like a rove there. Ashes the Hachikitani, Ki Chala Shalosh, Eno Mashlem, Chala Yosem, Ikan, Ki Chala Koshesh, Vu Chayav Lashem, more than that, you'd have to make it up. Tanu Rabbanan. Now let's get into the world of how much you're giving. What exactly are we giving? What gifts? Tanu Rabbanan, Kama Manikin Lo. How much are we manik? How much gifts are we giving? Chame Sloim, Mikol Min Umin. You give five selah from every type. The pasuk says, "Ha'anik ta'anik lo mitzoncha umigernecha umiyikvecha." That you should go and you should give to him from your flock, from your threshing floor, and from your wine. Asheberecha shemelukecha titein lo. That you should give to him. So now it's saying that how much chamesh sloim mikol minumin, five selah worth from each one of the minim that are mentioned over here. Says Rashi, mitzoncha umigernecha umiyikvecha shavel he sloim mikol echad shein tesvav sloim. It's a 15 selah in total. L'kamei parach minyana asal shemelina. Why are you counting that out? Obviously, you can do the math yourself. So chamesh sloim mikol minumin shein chamesh esrei sloim divrei Rabbi Meir. Why do you have to count that out? We'll figure it out. We'll see later. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shloshim. He says it's got to be 30 selah. The value of 30 selah. Kishloshim shel eved, like the 30 selah that's given to an eved. Under what circumstance are we talking about? It says Rashi, Kishloshim shel eved nezek shor muad kish sheharagis eved. We'll come here of time. We're going to explain the reason why that is. But what are we talking about? That the damage that a shor muad, an ox has gored three times or more, that kills an eved kinani, that they have to pay 30 selah. So here too, that's what you'd have to pay, 30 seller. Shimon Omer, he says, Chamishim, 50. Chamishim, Sheba Erechen, like the 50 that are done in Erechen, in value. I says, Hu Erech Gadol Sheba Erechen. That's the biggest value of when you value a person on the market. The biggest one is 50, that's how much you have to pay. Amar Mar, Chamishlaim Kominu Min, Shem Chamishlaim, Slaim Divre Bimeir. Rabbi Meir, Minyan Asal Shmeinan, of Rabbi Meir, his minyana, is just coming to tell us how much he's trying to teach us a math lesson. Rashi says, that's what it is. Says, no, how come Hashem's coming to teach you mifsar hudalo mifsar le meha minyana? When he's giving, if he's not allowed to give less than this amount of 15. But if he gives less than 5 from one of them, then there's not a problem. So he should give 5 of each one of them. Tzon, Goren, and Yayin. But let's say he doesn't give 5 of each. He gives 4 of one and 3 of one and 6 of the others, right? Which come out to 15 or whatever the variation would be. That would actually work. My time at the Rebbe Meir, what's pshat? That he says that it should be 5 seller from each. Yalif reikam reikam mibachor. Says Rashi HaKadosh. What does that mean? Lo, says Rashi, reikam reikam, lo sishlechu reikam. You don't send them empty-handed. Upidyan ha-ben, ksev, it says, v'chol b'chor b'necha tivtev lo yiru panai reikam. So therefore, we're looking to show. Malaholam chame shalom, just like Upidyan ha-ben, that's to be 5 seller. Avkan chame shalom, totu is 5 shalom as well. Frakta gemara v'hema chame shalom mikulu. Why don't we say...
So if that's true, we're learning from the idea of Upidyan ha-ben, so why don't we just say that it's 5 seller in total? I would say it's 5 from each one of them. Says the gemara, iksev reikam lebasof. If it would have said reikam in the end, kitam armat, then we'd say like you just said. Kiddika amart. Hashid ksiv reikam bereisha. Not up in the beginning, where it says kodam ha'anik tanik, then shaddi reikam, we throw it on all of them. Then shaddi reikam atzon, reikam agorin, reikam ayekav. So you need 5 of each of them. Frek the gemara v'nelef reikam reikam me'olas re'iya. As Rashi says, throw back to Chagiga, the lesa elish shtei kesef, which is only shtei kesef. And therefore, it's only 2 ma for each one, not five sela, 2 ma instead of 5 sela. How's it going? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Asher beirachecha Hashem Elokecha. Rashi says at the end of the pasuk that what sefer hanik tanik hu lelamedcha, what does it end up by saying? Hanik tanik lo mitonchum megonchum megvecha, Asher beirachecha Hashem Elokecha titein lo, and therefore Asher selamedcha shetidros hamikra lerabas lomait. Lomait, to learn that from something that's going to bring more and not something that's going to bring less. Rabbi Huda says, Shloshim, it's got to be 30 selah, kishloshim shel ever, like the 30 of the ever that we spoke about. Now, frankly, come on, my time, Rabbi, what is pshat in Rabbi Huda?
This is the pshat. My time, Rabbi Huda, was Rabbi Huda say that we're going to learn it out from these 30, you have to give to Evan Kenani, if there is a shor muad shtickel. Yolof nesina, nesina me Evan. He learns it because there is shov nesina, nesina. Pasuk says, by Hanukkah, Hashem b'rachecha, Hashem elokecha, titein lo, from Loshen and Nesina. And it says, by the im eved yigach hashor, kesef shloshem shkolem, yitein la'adonav. Says Rashi, brings those there, k'siv hacha, titein lo, v'k'siv hasam, b'niske eved, kesef shloshem shkolem, yitein la'adonav. So from Xer Shom, Al-Holon shloshem, Avkan shloshem. V'neil from Nesina, Nesina, me'erichin. Why don't we learn out Nesina, Nesina from Erichin? Ma'al-Holon l'chamishin, Avkan chamishin, because it's Loshen, v'chishav lo, akoyin, is michsas, sayer kechashat. Ad shnasa yovav v'nasa neserka chabiyom ahul kodesh la'Hashem, and that ends up being that it's going to be 50. So just like that's 50. Af kam chamishim here too is going to be 50 as well. First the Gemara. Well, chada first of all the tafasta maruba lo tafasta. We prefer not to go and give the bigger shear. You want to go with the small shear you're able to go with. Tafasta miyuta, tafasta, right? When we don't know how much something's going to be, we go with a smaller amount in order to make sure that that's going to be clear. Va'od, and furthermore, eved me eved havalei lemelech. Let's learn out one eved from another eved, and that's what this din owes over here. As opposed to learning out from erichin, which is no shaykhus one to the next. Rav Shemena, erich hamishim, he says 50, ki hamishim, he says like the 15 erichin. My time, Rabbi Shimon. Gamin has seen the scene of Erechin. He looks like Zereshav. Malahan Chamishim. Avkan Chamishim. I ve'ema b'pachol shem Erechin. Why don't we say it's going with the smallest amount of Erechin, which is going to be that, the din is of a baby girl, which is only 3 sela, right? From the ages of 30 days until 5 years, there's only 3 sela. So how are you going to the top of the top over there? It says, Gemara, Asher Berecha, Hashem Elokecha, b'ksev. It says that which you were blessed with, so we go bigger, we go him. I have an elephant, he's seen the sin of Evid, we're only from Evid. Mala Evid, Shloshim, Mala Holon, Shloshim, Avkan, Shloshim. It says, Gemara, Chada, Tefastam, Ruba, Lo Tefasta. And this is, sorry, not Emphat, this is part of the Kasha. One of the reasons you should learn it out from him is because Tavasa Mu Tavasa, if we go 30 instead of 50. And furthermore, Evan me Evan have a little bit. So you should learn Evan from Evan and not learning out Evan from Erechin. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, in a Chinami, so we need a new Gezereshav. That's not where he learns it from. Rather, Shimon, Micha, Micha, Gamar. You have the word Ovichi Yamachichicha, when your brother shall become poor. And that's talking about Erechin. And v'imachu me'erkecha, if he's too poor to be able to, for the assessment. You have it written by Evid, you have it written by Erechin. Therefore, he puts this together. Rashi, and it brings a very important Rashi here. It says that ain't of them done gzereshava me'atzo. He puts against this created gzereshava. Masur, he, lahem, here, b'seim, it's passed down from generation to generation. Umisina, from Arsina, he's uteva nichtava l'gzereshava, gechol davar alamid mechavero. And therefore, they were trying to work out which one it was. Clearly, it couldn't have been that. Therefore, it must have been something else. Bishul, Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, makes sense that we said it's 15 sela, 5, 10, and 15. Haimu the Sif Tzon, Goren, Vyakev. Al Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, according to them, Hai Tzon, Goren, Vyakev. Lamali. Says Rashi, Lamali, Hol Vasofel, Rabbis, Kol Dover, Me Asheberachacha. It's including everything from Asheberachacha. Right? They don't make that Gezer Shavit to connect to everything. So why do you have that? Says Gemara, Hami Boy Lilchatan, it's for the following Baisa. You would have thought maybe you could only do it from these three things. Minai, the Rabbis, Kol Dover, how do you know you can do it everything? Tamalomer, Asheberachacha, Shemelkecha, that which the Lord your God has blessed you with. Im Kain, Matamalomer, Tzon Gor Riakov. Why say these? Lomelcha, to tell you. Matzon Gor Yakov Miuchadim Sheishnam Chlal Bracha, just like these are things that they are called things that are bracha, that they become greater. Says Rashi Tzon, Parah Verava, Vechin Gidui Karka, these are things that grow, they become greater. So Avkol Davar, Avkol Sheishnam Chlal Bracha, anything which also will increase in value. Yatzuk Safam, this is excluding money. Divri Rabbi Shimon, is that because like Rabbi Shimon? Why? Because it can't bring out anything from it, it can't grow and beget children. Elizabeth Yaakov Amar Yatsu Prados, it's excluding a parrot, a mule, because mule's not able to go out and have kids. Rabbi Shimon Prados Mishach, I think that's a mule comes from a horse and a donkey, if I'm not mistaken. Rabbi Shimon Prados Mishach, Rabbi Shimon says that the bodies of the mule themselves are able to go and increase, and therefore they fall into a category where you can't use it. Rabbi Elizabeth Yaakov, right, meaning because they become bigger and stronger. You have to do business with it, and you're able to grow, and therefore falls into the category as well. You have to mention all three of these things that we said, and that is the kinds of tzon, Gorin, and Yaakov of flocks, granary, and wine. Why do you have to say all three of them? Once we're just talking about things that grow, because of a tzon, just what is a tzon? Have it mean a bali chaim in? Only if it's something which is alive, then yes. But gedule karkalo, it can't be something which is growing from the ground. That's not going to work. Therefore, you have to say that. And so, because of a goren, it says goren. Because of goren, if it was just written goren, then have a mina gidule karka in, and yes, something from the ground, yes, but bali chaim lo, can't be bali chaim. Because rachman etzon, so it's etzon. Yaakov lamli, why do you say Yaakov? Why are you saying wine? Beep, turn the page. Zayin amabez. Lamar, lemeute ksafim. Lamar, lemeute prados. According to Rishim, it's coming to exclude money. And according to Rilizim Yaakov, it's coming to exclude mules. Says Rashi, top corner, that is lemeute delotema asher berachcha ribuyo hu veriba kol. That's riba that includes everything. The cave into this rabbi could do the karko bale chayim, then you would say, oh, of course you're gonna have kesef as well. Hachanami kesef. So we say this the third one as well by wine. Tanu rabba nana shibiracha Hashem Elokecha. That Hanukkah comes from that which Hashem your God has blessed you. Yachal nisbarach bayis biglalo. You would have thought that what that means is that if the household became blessed because of this servant, then ma'anikin lo, then you give him a naka. But lo nitzbarach b'yis b'golov, it's not nitzbarach because of him, and ma'anikin lo, you don't give him a naka. Tamar lomer hanik tanik, which means to say, mikol makom, whatever the circumstance is, he bar busking, didn't, don't matter, you got to give him. Im kein ma tamar lomer shebiracha, what does it mean shebirachacha? That Hashem has blessed you because of him. Akol lefi b'racha tein lo, that all that you give him should be with the blessing that you received because of him. Says Rashi, what that means is, im nizbarach habayis v'shilo, harbe then tosif al-anaka, add to anako. Vim lav al tifchas minakas, don't give from the minimum of the pasuk saying, if you get more, then give him more. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria omer, devarim kichsavim, so the words are as they're written. Nizbarach habayis b'glo, manikin lo. If this becomes, your house becomes blessed because of him, then you give him anaka. Lo nizbarach habayis b'glo, if not, then ain manikin lo, then you don't give him. Im kein matam lomer, hanik tanik, why does it say hanik tanik? It seems to be mikol makom. Just speaking in the way that people speak, the people go out and they say such a lasha. Meaning it's just hanik, if you knew it, but hanik tanik is just the way that people go and speak. So that's why he says that. But it doesn't mean that it's a mikom makom, no matter what the circumstance. Only if they give you blessing. Tanu rabbanan, evid ivri ovid es haben. The evid ivri, if he ends up dying, if the master ends up dying, then the evid ivri goes out and he finishes under the sun. The son meaning the son of this guy, the Ben. Rashi says, "Im miso donav uvid is beno ad melo sheish until the 6 years are finished. Oh, ad yovel habago besachem until yovel comes along. The eino uvid is habas, but he doesn't work the daughter that we saw earlier. Right? Did we see this earlier? Yo, okay, yeah, we saw this earlier. Anyway, alma ivria eino uvid is ben was habas. She goes out. Hanirtz of a nimkar lo uvid kochavim eino uvid lo is ben was habas. Nothing. If they're sold, if you have this servant who becomes a nirtza." Or one who sold to an avodah zarenik, they don't go to the son or the daughter, the world daughter or the son even. Amar mar every free over the saben, if you over the bas, listen with the bas. We know immediately where do we know this from? The Tana Rabbanan va'avodelcha sheishaman. I work for you for 6 years. Lecha v'lo liyorish, for you and not for your yorish. Atar me lecha v'lo liyorish. You really mean to say for you and not for the yorishim? Or ino ella lecha v'lo leben. Maybe what it means is that. It means not the son, not the daughter, not anyone, but not a particular one of the Arshim. Because Omer Sheshan Yavod says he has to work for 6 years. Hare Leben Omer, the son is included as one that he has to serve under. Ha Mani Mekayim Avodcha Sheshaman. So how do I understand that means to say he's going to work for 6 years, which shows that there are people who the servant does not continue to serve. Lechav Elo Yorish, it comes up to mean you, but not to a Yorish, meaning to say a daughter or a brother. But if there's a son, then they just continue to serve him. What did you see to include a son and to exclude a brother? Maybe it means brother, not a son. Because we know that his son stands in the place of his father in reference to marrying the Amar Avriya, to doing Yiyud. That is Rashi Shem Yayid Amar Avriya Bekesef Miknaso. Vein Tzvicha Kiddushin Achirim. Dechsev Im Levno Yadena. Ulisteachuzah. Rashi says, Steachuzah is the ancestral land. Pasuk says that if a person is going to makdish his steachuza, then it stays in the hands of the Beis Hamikdash of the lishkas until Yovel. And during that time, they can go and they can sell it back to the original owner if he wants to redeem it back, or to anyone else who wants to buy it until Yovel. If the original one redeems it before Yovel, then it's retained as part of his steachuza. But if another person redeems it, the original owner loses his rights. And when Yovel comes, the land goes to the Kohanim. So about this particular idea, we're saying that a son stands in the place of his father in reference to Steachuza, because the owner's son has the ability, same status to his father in reference to going to be redeeming it. Meaning to say, if the son redeems his father's land, it will not go back to the Kohanim at Yovel like it would have if someone else had redeemed it. But it stays at Yovel as part of the father's stuff. So therefore, Mabir is a ben because he stands in place for his father for these things. Frankly, Gemara, Adir Abba, just the opposite. If you want to pick someone to know who's going to take over the Eved, Mabir is the Ach, I should include the Rav, the Adon, the master. I would include the brother. Why? Shekin come tachas achav liba, he comes in lieu of his brother in terms of Yibam. Oh, so you see, you have two different ways of learning this. So they're going now, Klum yesh Yibam, elam makam shein ben. There's no Yibam. Unless there's no son, which means the son is stronger. Ha yesh ben ein yibam. There's no yibam, and therefore that is clearly stronger. Eletaima de'ika ha pircha. Wrong chop. Elataima deika ha pircha. The only reason why you're going to say that the sun is stronger because of this, that's your pircha over here. That's why you say the son is stronger than the brother. Halavachi acha adif. If not, then the brother would have been stronger. V'tepeg li dahachatarti v'achachada. Can we just see that here there's two areas which the son stands in the father's place, and by steachuza and by yud, and for the brother it only stands in one thing, and that's for the idea of yud. Therefore, it's clearly stronger. So where it says no, I'll tell you why. Because steachuza nami mehai pirchahu the kanafka le latana. The only way that we know that the son gets the ancestral land that stands in place of him is because of the idea of Yibam. Why, how does that work? Meaning to say, Kolom yesh Yibam elo makam shein ben. Is there Yibam? There's no son. That's the only time there's only Yibam if in the case where there's going to be no son. So what comes out is that this is where it's showing us that the son and now the brother is going to take the possession of the father's Eved. Only because of the fact that the son is stronger than the brother, because only the son's that there is the brother of power, that's why we come up and say, oh, so now we know that the son should be the one who got the ancestral land, and he's going to have that power and not the brother. So you can't go and then turn around and use that as a second thing over here, year and this. So rather, it's just one against one. That's why it doesn't say the concept of two against one, and the reason why it's going to win, the son gets the Eved of the father, is because of the fact that Yibam only comes around if there's no son, so clearly he's stronger. Now, we mentioned at the top of the Amma, this Bryce, it says, Amma of Ria, Eno, Venus, Lois, Aben, Velo, it's Av. She doesn't serve the son, she doesn't serve the master's son or daughter, but she's, when the master dies, she is free to go. Amra Pada, Damar Kalapatsk says, V'afla Amascha Taslakain, and also to your maidservant, you should do like this. Ikisha Kasav Linirza. We know the Pasuk comes and tells us, Amar Padi Damar Kura says, right after it talks about the law of Ritzia, of putting the ear against the wall and boring a hole through it, V'afla Amascha Taslakain, and to your maidservant, you shall do this. Ikisha Kasav Linirza. So what do? We compare the Amma of Ria to the Nirza, and in fact the Gemara says like this, Ma Nirza eino ovid lo esaben lo esabas, just like the Nirza doesn't work for the ben or the bas, as Rashi the chsiv, avdo lo velo leben, af Amma of Ria eino ovid lo esaben lo esabas. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean? V'hai v'la amoscha taslakein, l'hachi udasa, that's what it's coming to teach you. Hamu b'le elu k'tanyu for something else. V'af la amoscha taslakein, Tasakin lahanik, that means to give Hanukkah when she leaves, you give her gifts just to give to an Eved Ivri. Oh, says the Gemara, but Ata Omer lahanik? No, it means only for Ritzia. Maybe it's coming to teach you that you should bore her ear also if she wants to. Now that, because you Omer, Ve'im Omer Yomer Ha'eved, Velo Omer Ha'ivriya, which means that if the Eved says, I want to stay here, which means only he can do it, Velo Omer Ha'ivriya, she can't, Hari Ritzia Omer. So what do this also to your Amma Avriya. Lahanika means to go and give her gifts. So what did we learn out the fact that she's like a nirtza, meaning to say that she doesn't serve the masters? M.K. Nichtav Kra, La'amasacha Kain, my ta'aseh. Why do you have to have the word king? Ta'aseh, Shamat Mina Ta'ati. We learn both dinim over here, and that is that she gets Hanaka and that she doesn't work for the descendants afterwards. Now, we said at the end of the Brice, one who gets their ear, their earring, and the one who gets sold to an Eved, an Ovid Kachavim, doesn't work for either one of them. Says the Gemara, because the Ratzadonov Azosno Marseyav Avadullah Olam, Velo Saben Rasabas. It means it works for him forever, not the Ben of the Bas. Nimikov Kachom, and I had him as someone told to a guy doesn't go and work for the Ben of the Bas. I'm a Chiska, I'm a Krop. Pasuk says, Vechishav Im Koneho. Im Konehu. That means do an evaluation with the one who bought him, meaning from the year that he was sold until Yovel. The money of that is divided up to the years, and the person doesn't say be'olav with his owner, but it says konehu, so we're learning out that he has to only with him, but not with the yarshim. After the Gemara says, v'chishav im konehu, v'lo im yarshe konehu. Amarava, Dvar Torah, v'kachavim yarish esaviv, mi d'oraisa, and avodah zarenik will go and be yarish his father. Shenem, the pasuk says, v'chishav im konehu, Velo im yorshe konehu, michlal deis leyorshim. That implies that there's yorshim. If otherwise, we wouldn't have to say it all together. Ger The ability of a ger to be yorish that of his father, of a guy, is not midoraisa, but midirabanan. The Tanan from in a Mishnah, ger v'avikachavim sheyoshes as aviyim avikachavim, if you have these two brothers, one's a ger, and the other's a guy, who go ahead and they yorish their father, ger yochalomer lovikachavim, the ger could say, tol ata avodas kachavim vanimos, you take the avodah zarah, and I'll take the money. Tolata yein nesach vani pears. You take the yein nesach, and I'll take the fruit. Mishabo the rishus ger aser. But once they split it up, and the stuff comes to the hands of the ger. In other words, if they develop in a way that the avodah zarah and the wine ends up by the ger, then you're not allowed to start making shtick and switching things. Rashi says, "Asa lachlifam to come as hani meisera no, because you're getting enough for sana." Visa kedarais. If you want to say it's really midoraisa, then why is the Mishnah not allowing to do this type of switcheroo over here once it comes to his hands? Kilo baru lushusunami. Even if it doesn't come to his rishus, kishakil chilufi avodas kachavim huda kishakil. When he takes his coins of the fruit, he's taking that instead of taking avodas zara. Ella midorabban, and it must be that it's a derabbanan tikkadin, and that's why he's allowed to do it before it comes to his hands. And gezera hu da'avir rabbanan shemayachsa l'suro, they made a gezera. Really, he's not going to be yorish anything at all from his goyisha father. But his gezera is avir rabbanan shemayachsa l'suro, because we're worried he's going to go back, you know, he's going to go off the derech, basically, if you don't let him go and take it. Rashi says, mishum mamono. What's that little aleph over there? Yeah. Okay. Tanya Nami Achiv Bryce supports the idea that it gets him into Rabbanan. Moment of our room. When is it true that the ger can take the money instead of idolatry, instead of the idols? Kishi Yarshu. That's when both of them inherited together. Now they want to split up. Aval Kishin Shtatfu Aser. But if they had a business partnership together and now they want to go ahead and break up that business partnership and kind of do all the splits over here, then it's Aser to go and take the money instead of taking the idols. And clearly it must be the Rabbanan if you're making a chilek between if they're partners and not partners. Done. Now, Ovikachovim Esager. What about the flip now? In other words, a man converts and he has a son who's a guy. And so the guy was this guy here. And now the idolater, he wants to go ahead and he wants to inherit his Jewish father. Viger Esager, or a ger. You have a father and a son who both converted and they want to go. And now he wants to inherit his father. Ain't no lomi divrei Torah, lomi divrei. So for some, I said not even divrei abundant. It's nothing. It's not related to the Mishnah. Lava ma'os min agerish and his gairu banavimo lo yachsir labanav im yachsir enu achachamim nochaimenu. If one borrowed money from a ger whose kids came and converted with him, and then the lender dies, the borrower doesn't have to pay back the kids, and if he does, the Chachamim aren't so happy with that. So if you have, Billy Bob and his son, Lucky Charms, and now I borrow from Billy Bob, they both convert to Yiddishkeit, and I borrow from Billy Bob, and then Billy Bob dies, I shouldn't return the money to Lucky Charms, because they're not Yerushim, not Midrabanan, not Midaraisa. Says Rashi, Ein Das Chachamim Nochim Aleim B'maisav, Klomer Ein Machazikim Lotova Shlo Tzricha Lukach. Right? They're not going to say, like, oh, great job, because he didn't, that kind of say, that's a wonderful what you just did, because it wasn't necessary for Deuce to do such a thing. In fact, the Gemara about Tanya, but we looked at a Mishnah, it says over here about Tanya, but it switches to Tanan. We have a Mishnah who seems to say not like that, that says, Ruach Chacham Nochem Enim, they are happy with him if he does that. There's more Lokasha. Kan Shehoroso Veleidoso Shalobikadusha. This case where you shouldn't go and give it back is where he was conceived and born as a guy, and then he became Jewish afterwards. Beep, turn the page. He was conceived before Kedusha, but his mother converted while she was pregnant. And says Rashi, then it's not clear that he's not like his kid, because he's born as totally Jewish, even though the reality is he's really not related to him. Rashi says, Michlaf be Yisrael Gomer. People are going to think that he's Yisrael Gomer, and therefore you can go and return it to him. But really, if it was done Shalom Kedusha, if they were conceived Lo Kedusha, he's not considered even like his son. Now, we just learned in the previous Amud that Rava learned out that a guy is going to be Yorish's father for the pasuk that he that, pardon me, that we said, v'chishev im konehu, mishtasa imachur lo, atshasayovo, so we said im konehu, and that's where we learned it out from. But now we have another answer. Rav Ach, Rav Chia bar Avin, Amar Rav Yochanan is going to learn that. That Ovi Kacham Yoris his Aviv, Devar Torah, it's midrash of Tichsev, from the Torah we learn out Tichsev, ki Yerusha le'esav nasati har seir. It's Yerusha to Esav that I gave har seir. Esav was, Esav being the, so to speak, non-Jew over here, but he's giving over to his kids, or he's inherited from him, from his father. So in any event, because Kiyusha Esav and such has hair. So he's going over Dilma Yisrael Mummer Shiny, maybe a Jew that goes off to Derech, right? This is, Esav was the son of Yitzchak, and he was doing Avodah Zarah, right? So maybe that's different from a regular guy over here, and therefore you don't have a raya that it works when it comes to a straight up guy. Elamihachu learn from here. Ki lebnei lot nasati is our Yerusha. I've given our as a Yerusha to the children of Lot. And there was the goyim over here. Verbechia bar Avin, my time alo amir karava. Why does he hold like Rava that he learns it out from the pasuk that we said, v'chishav im konehu? So we said, ki mikse v'chishav im konehu, velo im yorshe konehu. Does it say he shall deal with his Koneu and not with the Yarshim's Koneu, which would mean that the guy he's got people that are gonna be Yorish other things he has. It doesn't say anything about the Yarshim at all, so therefore he said we can argue on that. We don't have to agree with it. The Rava, my time Oven, that he learns it out from the Lot situation. Mishum Kavodo the Avram Shiny, because maybe the honor, we could say that Avram, the honor of Avram, they were treated differently, and they were able to give over Yerusha. But don't say that this is a raya to a regular case of a guy. Okay, my friends, we're gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.